Are we recording?
We begin how we always begin, which is an argument over who needs to clap sync.
You do it this time.
Okay.
You do it. You
can I do it into your microphone? Would you permit me?
Yeah. Okay. I kind of want... No, all right. All right, you do it. I've missed out on the fun now.
You can. Do you want to do one?
No. Are we actually recording, though? I'm kind of...
Hey, hello and welcome to this episode of the Aim Low podcast, the internet's longest running least regular podcast.
Extremely least regular.
Yeah.
But that's part of the charm,
podcast
isn't it?
Is brought to you by Discovering You're Old. That sigh is exactly what I needed.
Yeah, it crashed me right back down to earth.
We're old.
How did you discover you were old, though?
We're old.
Are we? Armchairs?
What?
You know, if we were young, we'd be doing kick spins on the skateboard instead of just having it there for aesthetic purposes.
Don't say that. We pretend that's there all the time.
That is there. That is there all the
time. To remind us that we're old.
In the studio.
You look so frightened of it when I held it in my hand.
Oh, it was kind of excitement because, see, I know I'm old because I'm trying to dress like I'm younger.
Sick Vans, bro. Yeah.
Check shirt, you know. I'm reliving my teens. And when you handed me the skateboard, I thought you were going to be like, prove it. Come on. You want to dress like
you're wearing the gear.
Yeah. All the gear, no idea. So I was kind of like, I felt a bit put on the spot. I'm just a poser. I'm just a show off. But yeah, I've got to the age now where I'm starting again. So I'm going to go through all the fashion choices that I make again. I'm going to start at skater. I'm expecting to have like a bit of an emo phase coming up over the next year. Black nail varnish, straightened hair. Are you okay? You got a creaky chair?
I need to make decisions about how I'm going to sit for the next hour really quickly. I know we've just talked about getting old.
Do you know how you know you're old? That's your knees.
For
making
audio
that
issues,
noise.
Yeah, absolutely. That's me attempting to squat. Oh boy, this is going to become. I don't know.
Would you like the big comfy armchair instead?
No.
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 You've committed.
I don't.
So, I mean, getting old.
You're just going to power through.
I'm going to power through.
You're like, you are sitting. You are sitting like that now because
I'm
I've decided.
I'm going to. Okay. Oh. I'm going to adjust.
I'm selling that chair, but I'm. I feel like I couldn't sit any more still. Anyway, hold on. Okay, wait. You were saying.
Just get your mass, your inertia as low as it can. Deep breaths, don't move.
I feel like I'm listening to the Headspace app.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered, I think your voice would be good for that.
I do have a good voice for sleepcasts.
The anxiety that constantly runs through even my calm voice.
Yeah, your calm voice does kind of put me on edge a little bit.
My voice inspires urgency.
It does.
So it does. As a team, our app could be amazing.
That's really good. You could do like the wake-up cast. Mm-hmm.
If what I'm saying is written down...
Are you trying to speak slow and calm now to prove that you... you know?
No. I am speaking slow and calm because this way of speaking doesn't make the chair squeak.
Right.
Do you think on, is it Jack and Ori, the book at bedtime?
Yeah.
That chair, you have kids.
I have kids.
I'm still pretending I'm young.
What of it?
And wild and free.
I have kids that I know of. You on the other hand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a sleep cat. I think I would like to do... I could do a sleep cast. I would get bored.
You would.
I would get... But if I had to narrate a sleep cast, mm-hmm. I would get bored and I would sneak things in.
Should we do one later?
Yeah.
When the sun goes down.
The Aim Low Sleepy Cast. That sounds like a great idea.
There may be... It could be more than just us as well.
Well, consider this a rehearsal.
Okay.
Looking for something to read.
First note, not this chair.
Yes, okay. Not this chair.
We'll all sit in that chair mm-hmm. as a team.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Nothing says calm and relaxed by cramming as many people onto a single chair as possible.
Like clowns into a small car.
Exactly. I'm feeling
Think of the shoes as they squeak into the vehicle.
Got it. Seven clowns step into the clown car. One clown. Two clowns.
You are now
Wait. Three clowns. I'll pause it there for you. I don't want anyone to...
You now sound like you're narrating a Netflix true crime drama, if I'm honest.
Seven clowns were in a car. Six of the clowns didn't know they were sharing the car with someone who'd committed murder hours before.
6:15 p.m. The car leaves the address and travels 3 miles down the road.
You need some more vocal fry. That's what you need. If this was a true crime podcast...
Vocal fry?
It would be... Vocal fry. Oh, damn it, I moved. Vocal fry.
What's vocal fry?
Fry. Vocal fry.
Oh, like
that kind of
crackle.
I mean, we are not the first people to make these observations by any stretch of the imagination.
So, like a bit of crap, like 6:15 p.m.
Oh, that. Oh.
The car traveled 3 miles.
Who are you? Who is this sleepy time true crime? Sleepy time true crime.
Sleepy time true crime. Yeah. A true crime podcast that lulls you to sleep.
Yeah.
For like, well, psychopaths, basically, I imagine.
For you. We're recording these shows for you. To fall asleep to.
That's true. It's a vanity project for myself. I'm so egotistical, I like to listen to my own voice as I go to sleep. Like one of those motivational speeches, I just listen to myself telling me what I've done during the day. It's like, you had a good day today. You saved lives. You will do more tomorrow. You're cool and young. You're so young. That sounded a bit sultry at the end.
When did you realize you were old? Old?
When did I realize I was old? Mate, I've been old since I was born. But I've always had an old head for my shoulders. You know, I've got a grown-up mind. But I'm getting very grey.
Okay.
I've noticed one or two is fine.
Okay.
But I've actually, I had a little shave, a little trim because, you know.
You were coming down.
Because I was coming to see you, of course, and no one else, and no other plans. And before I did, I looked at myself and I'm going so grey. And it's weird because I look at myself and I still see myself at like, you know, a university in 20s. But my hair is changing colour and I'm like, I don't know why it's doing that. And my son noticed I was going grey.
Oh,
Sam
no.
asked me, why is your hair going white? And first of all, scientifically, I didn't have an answer, which bugged the hell out of me. Why was I going grey? What was going on with that? And... What do you say? Like, daddy's getting old, son. Daddy's not going to be here forever.
That could be your bedtime story. Daddy's getting old.
Daddy's getting old.
Daddy can't push you as high on the swing as he once used to. Daddy's getting old.
You won't be sitting on daddy's shoulders anymore. Daddy's getting old. Oh, I made myself sad.
One time, daddy will pick you up and put you down. And that will be the last time daddy will have ever picked you up.
I'm going to cry.
Daddy's getting old.
Daddy's getting old.
Turning of the page.
Oh, no. You know, you don't watch CBeebies, I imagine.
Not regularly, no.
Not regularly. You catch the odd one.
At your house.
Yeah.
That's actually, where I'm most familiar with CBeebies.
That's a good point. You only ever watch it at my house.
I tell you what, I have some notes for CBeebies.
Do you?
Firstly, I love the breakneck speed with which their programming moves.
They do not truck with adverts.
Do not get settled into any one program because it will be over before you know it. And boom, we're into the next thing.
Because I have presenters between each program.
Barely.
Like, yeah.
Easiest job in the world.
They're like, they're children's presenters.
We could do that.
But they have 15 seconds between each program. They work on total probably about 2 hours a day. And it's like, wasn't that fun? Didn't they learn the lesson? Now let's see what Bing's doing when he tries to find a carrot for his stew. Next program. And they're straight to the break room having fags and coke. It's the easiest job in the world. But CBeebies bedtime story, they get celebrities to do it. Like, you've seen that.
That's what I referenced at the beginning of this.
Perfect. You were talking of Jack and Ori. It's CBeebies bedtime story now.
What's the difference between Jack and... Oh, it's rebranded.
Well, Jack and Ori is just like story time, isn't it? It's like an old story time program. The CBeebies bedtime story is... all right.
You're talking to me about
this. This is when I knew I was old.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've realized I'm old.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm thinking, you know, when these true crime sleepy time podcasts take off, get like the guest. What's that? They're not actors, are they? Voice actors?
Cameos? Marvel cameos of the CBBC universe.
Well, Well, not like a Marvel character. Like someone's reading a podcast, like all of a sudden Chris Hemsworth comes in and just describes the scene and then he's gone again and people try and piece together where that fits in the lore. But yeah, I think there's we could follow CBeebies example and have like...
We could now.
Who would you say has a good voice
for this?
For a Sleepy Time True Crime podcast?
Excellent question.
Thank you.
Well, you're top of my list.
I know, but...
You're number one. But a close second would be... It is a good one.
Whenever someone asks me who would be good for this, like name an actor, I always go to Danny DeVito, whether or not that's an appropriate answer.
He's still with us, right?
He is.
We have a terrible habit of naming people who...
Yes, this is true. I'm doubting myself now.
Let's not.
No, yeah,
he's with us.
Sonny's had a series recently. They're shooting the next one. He's fine. He's good.
Okay.
Long may he continue.
You think him. I would like to hear Joe Pasquale do it.
Is he still with us?
I think that's...
This is when I knew I was old, when you start bringing up names like that. Joe Pasquale.
Because his voice is pretty hideous.
But it would be appropriate for some
bedtime stories.
For some true crime sleepy time podcasts. They might...
True crime.
I thought you
don't want Joe Pasquale reading your true crime.
But it gives that sense of terror. His voice kind of inspires that kind of...
Like, he reads the John Wayne Gracie diaries.
Like Who Framed Roger... Spoiler alert. Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where... Judge Doom at the end realizes it too, and his voice gets all high and squeaky. You know, the terror. Have you seen?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And you know the part I'm referring to?
Yes.
Yeah. My voice sounded a bit like this.
And he knew he was horrible. A tune the whole way through, though, right?
Who? Judge?
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd.
Huh.
He knew he was a tune.
Yeah.
That's why he put gloves on when he dipped the little shoe in the dip.
Right, yeah.
But that voice, when he puts his cartoony voice, yeah, come
nothing
on, man.
Nothing but young references for young people.
I saw on TikTok.
Remember 90s?
God.
Somebody has watched that entire film in 15-second clips on TikTok.
What's that?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I guarantee it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. It's very clippable, though. It's a great film.
Probably soundable. We could get on that.
Soundable?
Well, you have sounds, don't you?
You have sounds.
What are we doing?
Anyway. Joe Pasquale is a bad choice for True Crime Sleepy Time.
Let's get back to how you were wrong.
That's always a good place
Let's
to start.
Let's jump right back into how you messed up.
Okay.
Okay, fine. But you put me on the spot. You clearly thought about this.
How I messed up with what?
No, you said how I messed up.
We've tangented across too much.
If at any point we end up in a home...
Mm.
These conversations will be very similar. Remember Who Framed Roger Rabbit? He put the gloves on. Someone's going to come and bring us orange slices in a nurse's outfit any minute now.
You opened this entire thing by saying sponsored by Getting Old, and since then we have rambled nonsensically since then. I'm assuming you had an idea or a thought in mind when you said it was sponsored by Getting Old.
No, I just thought we would move on.
No, it became the theme.
Had I known there was so much weight on that, much like me distributing my weight on this squeaky chair.
I know. Are you happy with that chair?
We should not mention it, but in the next episode it should just be a stall here. I just have to sit on a stall and just...
Each episode, there's something different.
Just cross-legged lotus position on the floor.
Just that upside-down bin behind you.
Yeah, yes.
I'm just going to adjust because I can.
Yes.
This episode is...
Anyway.
Anyway, you know what? Let's go right back to the start. It's good to be podcasting
it's
again.
It's good to be back.
It is good to be back.
It's been a minute.
It has been a little while.
We start all of them saying that with.
I know. Because we are the internet's most...
Longest running.
Thank you. I still haven't learned the lines.
There we go. So, let's not mess about.
All right.
Let's go right into it.
Let's do it.
He said as if he had a topic in mind.
Yep. So I'm going to talk about what I was thinking about. And I mentioned this to you earlier. So I've got the two options here.
Okay.
A couple of things I want to discuss with you.
Should we flip a coin?
We can flip a coin. Do you have a...
Sorry. Let me just squeak this coin
Yeah, okay. So Heads is... Can you give us a title for each topic?
Heads is Aim Low, Saves the World.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the other one is what?
And Tails is...
It's a good Foley there.
That was nice. Okay. That was
Let's
good.
Use the one that span nicely. Okay.
Heads is Aim Pro, Saves the World. Tails is Tinder Review.
Okay.
We're kind of going...
So, yeah.
Okay. That's a coin.
Okay. Tails.
I think the mic's just peaked. Then.
I did it. Tails. Yeah. Tinder Review.
Tails. Tinder Review. Fantastic. So, a bit of context for this one.
Who picked the glass table?
The same person who picked that the squeaky chair.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, a bit of context for it. So, long-time listeners will know that I was in a relationship. And
we're going there. We're going to do this now.
No, we're not. Okay. I'm going to keep this as brief as possible.
Let's just say you're on Tinder.
Let's just say I am legitimately on Tinder.
Cool.
Without having to hide or lie anything.
So the best way to do it.
And this kind of ties in like with being old. So I hadn't been dating in a while. I hadn't been interacting with the opposite. It's going to sound so clinical. Interacting with the opposite sex.
Okay.
With wooing in mind. I think I just felt another grey hair.
Wooing.
Out. Wooing.
Okay.
You know what wooing?
Sure.
Charming.
Sure.
Schmoozing. Chatting up.
Keep it going. You're on
no,
a roll.
That's it. That's all I've got.
Okay.
So, so basically, I did what every newly single gentleman does. Downloaded Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hold my hands. Millions of people have done it. I'm one of them. I threw my hat into the ring for one of the better
You're really
phrase.
Breaking down barriers.
I am.
And
I am
I
brave.
Like yeah.
I am brave. And you know what? Actually, I learnt a lot.
Okay.
I learnt a hell of a lot. First of all, these are your must-haves. If you are a lady and you want a Tinder profile, from my experience and my data and my collection, because obviously I don't know what the guy profiles look like.
We could find out.
I've heard.
It's a flick of a switch away for you.
This is true.
We could be a whole new you.
This is true, but then how do I deal with all the attention? Because, see, there's another thing, the first message, I will come on to that.
Okay, okay.
So first of all...
Uh-huh.
Photo. All right. Let's not put any airs and graces on it. We are visual beings. Okay. It's that initial attraction.
That you strap yourselves in, boys and girls. We are visual beings. Yeah,
we are visual beings.
Okay.
No matter how you know. Oh, you have a wonderful personality. But you're looking at the picture.
By its nature, it's designed to be that way. So you're not
exactly.
a bad person.
The name is written small.
Uh huh. The pictures
the
are
next
large.
Biggest thing yeah. is the next most important piece of information. How far away are they from you?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I'm picturing it.
So you've got your name and the distance. It's all you need. Just the first name. That's what all these people are. Their first names and distances.
It's guess who?
It is.
With distances.
It really is.
It's guess who?
It's guess
yeah.
who? It is that kind of
We should make
as well.
That board.
Tinder guess who?
Tinder guess who?
That is a brilliant idea.
With, well, yeah.
I'm at the Board Game Cafe tomorrow. I'll get some ideas for you.
Excellent. Thank you.
But so, for a few common themes, if you're a female looking for a tasty Tinder profile, filters.
Mm-hmm.
Do not put a photo of your actual face on there. Filter it. Ears are a popular one. You've seen, you know, either the bent over dog ears or the little cat nose or the filter that just writes cute all over your face, like you look like you've fallen asleep at a party drunk and someone's just written on your face. Have you seen that one?
I have seen that, yeah.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm not sure if you are.
I wouldn't know. I've seen it. I wouldn't know how to...
Does it just write cute all over your face? Because I don't understand the purpose of that.
Where did that come from? That's what I'm also thinking.
I don't know. I don't know where any filters come from.
Could you write it on a postcard?
If it's not on Facebook or YouTube, it's a mystery to
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah, or Reddit.
We'll or Reddit.
The big three for you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But the other filter, and it's great because sometimes people will be brave. And look, I'm going to be the last person. I do not criticize appearance. You know, everyone has someone for them. Okay?
We've all got, we have to work with what we're dealt with.
We have our flaws. We have our benefits. I am not going to sit on my pedestal and say I look any better or any worse than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay.
Sometimes. There'll be some, you can tell which photos are filtered and then they'll include the unfiltered photo and it can be a little bit night and day. And the other thing I've noticed as well, when we're on the topic of photos, sometimes the photos don't quite match the words. There are some profiles on there where there are some ladies revealing quite a lot of flesh. Their fathers would be displeased with them.
But all power to them.
All power to them.
You do whatever you want. Yeah.
There was.
I feel like I'm leaning further away the more you into are. This we go.
It's like I'm going to lean forward and impart like, my knowledge. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not in the frame anymore.
I did see it. So there was a profile photo that somebody had chosen on there, which was basically like little emojis over the nips. But otherwise,
okay,
you know, it was smutty. The bio said, not looking for one night stands, not looking for fun, looking for my forever man. And do you understand there's a bit of disconnect there potentially?
I hear what you're saying.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
I see where you're coming from.
If I was looking for a one night stand with no strings attached.
Is that her name?
that's who I'm talking about. But if I was looking
that's for... That's the buzzer we install whenever we need to stop talking about whatever it is. Whenever we air too close to something too powerful. That chime. May I interject?
Please.
The issue is not the content.
Okay.
Put whatever content out there you want.
Are you talking about me and what I'm talking about? Let me just stop you. Your words are bad.
Let me just course correct which river we're swimming in right now. So, if I'm understanding you correctly,
yes,
this feels like we're in couples therapy.
Okay.
If I'm hearing what you're saying,
yes,
you are finding inconsistencies within a profile where you are not judging either people who are looking for a one-off connection or people who are looking for a more permanent collection.
Mm-hmm.
Connection. They're looking to collect somebody.
Yeah.
What you're perplexed by is the inconsistencies across the same profile.
Sometimes. I think if you put a photo of yourself lying on the bed on your front with the phone over your shoulder so you can kind of see the butt and the legs and they're just wearing the underwear.
Gonna need to show me I'm not.
Do you want me to demonstrate? All right, if you can hold the mic, I will demonstrate.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Camera, pick it up.
So where...
I'll shout...
Okay.
So, kind of on the bed. Oh, my knees.
That's right. I'll squeak this chair. So,
kind of okay. Lying down like that. And then the camera is kind of pointing over the shoulder.
Okay.
So you can see the curve of the butt. You can see the lower back, the legs, the feet, the whole bang.
Okay. Is your face in this photo?
No.
Okay.
See,
okay.
This is the indicator as well.
Okay.
So it's... Thank you, sir. So something like... I don't know. I see a photo like that, I make assumptions. I'm a terrible man. I am. It's you're showing off your butt. Which is fine.
Okay.
So I show off my butt all the time.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't go into the bio and expect to say looking for potential marriage material.
Okay. But what somebody physically looks like is important to a marriage.
It is. And I understand that you can choose what you want. You can put whatever photo you want on there.
Uh-huh.
I will confess, I was curious. I did prepare for this segment, by the way. And I did flip the switch and I had a look.
At men's profiles?
I did.
Firstly, I'd like to thank you for not going into that what I suggested you do. You sat on that and you went, I'll wait.
I've already done it.
Okay.
And can I just say? Never got so many likes in my life. It is, if ever you need a pick-me-up, just change it to everyone.
This is my concern, though. This is my concern. I don't want you out there breaking hearts.
Well,
especially not in Pride Month.
No, of course not. And, you know, when I see him later, I'll let him down gently. But I did. I had a look. I was curious.
Okay, yeah.
And... Again, you know, I'm going to, you know, I will cast this lens at myself as well, at men.
Mm-hmm.
Where's
your phone?
My phone's over there.
We should look at your profile.
My Tinder profile?
Yes.
You're more than welcome to do that. But as I said, I'm going to point this at men.
Yes.
Sometimes you will see men, again, it's going to draw, not drawing assumptions, not drawing comparisons, purely observations. shaved head, tattoos,
mm-hmm.
like doing fight fists, you know, like squaring up. Because of my location as well,
seemed more teeth. Comfortable demonstrating the pose that you were just posing rather than the fight fists.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yes, I can see that.
Gotcha.
Hence all the likes.
But like I say, shaved head, snarl, balled up fists, first line of the bio, just a Mickey looking for his mini.
Oh. In Men Seeking Men?
I don't know.
Or whoever.
Whoever.
Yeah.
You know. The point I'm making is, as I found that bit of disconnect between the photos.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a gendered issue.
It's not a gender issue at all.
It's, yeah.
I'm going to give everyone the benefit of the doubt from my white tower, by my position of power, and say, you know what? Show off your best asset and say what's on your mind, and no one can criticize you, not even me. So,
you, sir, may I commend the guided tour you took us on with that segment?
I did.
Thank you very much. So, I can see why it must be really hard to be a Fox News anchor. Hear me out. Hear me out. Having to have an opinion on everything must be exhausting.
Yes.
And having to pretend I care more about what you're saying for this conversation is bad. Because also you so rarely bring stuff to the table. Oh, did that hurt?
A little.
I'm sorry that you've brought something fabulous and I don't know how to feel about it.
Did I do bad?
No, you did fine. You did great.
Thank you.
Okay, so...
What is it about you don't... What do you mean you don't know how to feel about it? Is it too controversial?
No, I don't think so.
Is it not controversial enough?
We'll find out.
Shall I?
No, so you were struck... I feel like this is a police interrogation. So, sir, what you're telling me is when you downloaded the app, you were confronted with the inconsistencies of it.
These opinions are mine and mine alone and do not reflect the opinions of anywhere else.
Anyone else? Yes. Only at you if somebody has an issue with what you say.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Let me move slightly on.
Do you have any questions for me?
Do I have any questions for you? Like a quiz to check you've been listening. You've been on Tinder.
I have, yeah.
What was your profile? What was important for you in picking a profile photo? For you personally to show to others?
It's an interesting point.
Was it face down on a bed with your butt and your legs in the air?
Show you off my best assets.
Of course.
My coconuts, as you would say.
As I would say.
Yeah. What was important? So I think that... But the problem is, we as guys have such a wildly different experience to people who aren't men on that app.
Well, okay,
that
yeah.
They may as well... It's serving the same function, but they may as well not be the same app.
Yes. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Right?
Get what you mean. Yeah.
So, firstly, I'm under 6 feet. So that means 90% of the women on that app are not looking at my profile.
That's true.
Okay.
If I can offer one of my own.
Yeah, you may.
Quite a few of them say, looking for a man who's got their shit together.
Together, yeah. Which is good. Good
which
for
is,
you.
For me, an instant thank you for your time.
Yeah, okay.
So.
This has been lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is your point of view.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of think, like... I get what, because I'm of the same point of view. For men going on an app like that,
it's a whole different game.
It feels like you're competing.
We need a female voice in here.
We need that balance.
Yeah.
But you feel like you're one in many, and you've got to stand out in your show. But I dare say it's the same the other way as well. I dare say that women have similar experiences. Because the way they have it, you know, someone will match and you both have to match is great. You're both on the same page.
Yes.
You've got something to talk about. But we don't have that other point of view of what it's like.
No.
I mean, I can ask someone. I could find out. But I understand where you're coming from, where you feel like...
But I'm not answering your question, which is what's important for me.
Yeah.
Firstly, show you do stuff other than...
So,
yeah.
Show you do things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Show you do things.
Yeah.
These are the top tips.
Mm-hmm.
Top tip number one, consistency. Have a profile that sounds like it's all from the same person wanting the same things.
Got that. Yep.
Ace. Show off your hobbies.
Okay.
Get your friends to take. So we as guys, I don't know if you've seen this. This feels like we've never spoken to girls before. And I'm totally comfortable with that being the vibe we're putting out there.
Yep.
When these other people come out, they take photos of me. The female friends I have mm-hmm. have no shortage of photos of themselves that have been taken for them by other friends.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say of the friendship groups I've been in, Your Honor, that's not been the case for me.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
So when if we were to go, and hang out and do something, there would be minimal photos taken of us doing the thing.
I took photos of you earlier and didn't tell you because I felt it would be uncomfortable to ask if I could take a photo of you.
Okay. Why did you do that?
Because I thought it looked cool and I'd take a photo.
It did. Nice. I think it did. I think I saw that one. Was that the one? Was that the one?
I'll show you later.
Where my hairline looked bad.
Yes. There were a couple of others as well.
Okay.
And they look pretty good. But I, as a man, didn't feel comfortable saying to you, my best friend, can I take a photo of you? This is a pretty cool situation.
Yeah. You look posy cool. Let me...
Yeah, let me get one of these down. I'll send it to you. It's all good. You know, but that's, that's not me and you.
No.
Can't generalize.
No.
Yeah, I get it's not...
And I take photos all the time. Friends.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
I don't want to be
it's
in
It's a different
them.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't need to be in the photos I take. I know
but
what I look like.
If you're going
to
have an online dating profile, you need those photos of you doing cool stuff.
I've started doing it and...
Although, don't take a photo of you hiking. Everyone has a photo of themselves hiking. Do not take a photo of yourself at the top of a hill with like by the thing and you're like, oh, I climbed this mountain. Forget that. What else?
Gym is bad, I understand.
I mean...
Have you heard there's a trend...
It depends what kind of photos, I guess.
No,
if it's you posing... Not well, I think you're right. Maybe
generally,
if it's not core to who you are, leave it out.
If you took a completely average person,
mm-hmm.
a photo of them in the gym wouldn't tip them above average.
I think you're right.
It wouldn't harm an attractive man or a nice looking man to have a photo in the gym, but if you're right on the line, I don't think it's going to tip you up as opposed to down.
You've persuaded me,
that's what I think. Apparently, there's quite a trend of men holding fish as well. Have you heard about this?
No.
I don't know enough about it, but I've spoken to people who say that there's a lot of profile photos, like fishermen, I am assuming.
Welcome to this episode of the Able Podcast, where we talk about things we've heard about vaguely.
Objection, hearsay.
We heard people talking about their, mammograms earlier on, should we?
Mammograms?
We have to have your boob scan for cancer.
Where did this come from?
There were people talking near us about it.
Oh, right, I didn't hear that.
And while we're talking about things we've overheard are happening.
We are qualified to
discuss.
Should we
wade in? Yeah, absolutely.
It's two men's opinion on mammograms. Oh, God.
Anyway, sorry.
It all lasts forever.
Avoid fishing, avoid gym selfies, avoid hiking selfies.
Because
everyone does that.
I've also heard as well, they can't all be selfies. You need to show there's actually friends.
Which is why you need to get your friends to... Absolutely. Yeah.
So the trick is you need to ask your friends to take a photo of you.
Don't have a cat in your profile.
Is that a thing?
That's what I was told.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have a cat in your profile?
No.
Oh, well.
No.
There you go.
But I showed a photo of me holding the cat that lives in the house I live in. He has more right to be here than me, I'll be honest. I live in his house. That's what it is.
You're his roommate.
Essentially, he's like, oh, hey. And I showed them this picture of me holding it because they wanted to see what the cat was like.
Yeah.
And then they were like, don't put that one in your dating profile bios. And I was like, wasn't planning on it. And then they were like, no, really, cats are not a good idea.
So at that point, she was saying, you're going to need to have a photo in your dating bio again. And it shouldn't be a cat one. So you should have known at that point it was going nowhere. Or is this the girl that you're with now?
No, this was a friend.
Oh, right. Christ, I was going to say, I didn't want to, bring everything right over.
Yeah. No.
I mean, of all the tips that you've given, and, tips for good photos, none of mine meet that criteria. A selfie in my work uniform, and a photo of me with my brother both wearing the same shirt, which is the shirt I'm wearing right now, and is likely the shirt I'm going to wear tomorrow to my appointment.
Okay. Then we need to pimp your profile.
Do you want to see it?
Right now?
It's only over there.
Yeah, why not?
Because when you edit this later,
yeah.
I'll put some screenshots and you can...
Well, absolutely.
See, I can do this.
Thanks.
Podcasting thing.
Right,
here we go. Hold that a sec.
I'll just uncomfortably wait in silence.
You're fine.
Come sit back down. Fiddle with that phone while you're sitting in the chair. Good work, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you. So, I'm particularly proud.
Oh, can I show your profile to a girl? Get girls' opinions. Don't just listen to us and be like, those guys, of all the 12 listeners we have, don't just listen to those two and be like, oh, this is how you do it. Show your profile to a girl.
I'm quite proud of my bio. And when I say I'm quite proud, can I read it to you? So I'm just looking at my profile now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to read these out because this is now public information set on Tinder. So again, Jack, 36, less than a mile away from where I am. Good. Yeah, handy. Okay.
About you are less than a mile from where you are.
I am less than a mile away from myself. Thank you, Tinder.
Yeah.
About me. Dad of two young boys, 3 and 8. So I have strong opinions on kids' TV and plenty of facts about dinosaurs. Let me talk about that first line.
Okay,
so
okay.
I've got out there, I'm a dad.
Okay, yeah.
Got two kids. But also, I've kind of put a bit of humour on it as well. You know, kids' TV, facts about dinosaurs. It's like, yeah, I'm a dad, but I'm cool.
That works, yeah.
But it's getting the important information up front. Second line. I work for the NHS, so have an appropriately dark sense of humour, but I do love what I do. So that one is kind of like, it was just, you know, I was riding the wave of optimism towards the NHS.
Yes.
I was still high on those Thursday go outside.
Those Thursday claps, yeah.
There are a lot of NHS people on there.
Okay.
There are a lot.
Right.
I think everyone who... Not everyone who works for the NHS, because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I think because of the shift patterns, the long hours, a lot of people find their way onto it.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think of that one? So appropriately dark sense of humour. Again, it's a bit more about myself, but...
It all sounds good to me.
You good?
Yeah. It all sounds
so
good.
You'd be swiping at this point.
At this point, I'm in.
Okay. Third paragraph. When I have free time, I unwind by playing board games or watching sci-fi or fantasy, LOTR being the favourite. Now, I left LOTR as an acronym because somebody who is into Lord of the Rings would recognize. And they're the kind of people I want to attract.
It did take me a minute.
I'm not putting it all out there.
Took me a hot minute.
This is my favorite line. I enjoy going outside, usually because that's where the Amazon parcels are left.
Okay.
That was golden.
I mean.
That was golden. I mean, come on. I love myself a little for writing that line. And then I just wanted, you know, at the end, trying to be a healthy person. I do a lot of walking and dream of going wild camping in Scotland at the end.
Ah, would recommend. Loved it.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm quite proud of that. Other than that, Capricorn, carnivore, pet-free, socially active, gym occasionally.
You're never going to say never. We've got, let's say, 3 things. 2 are true and 1 is a lie.
I don't have any pets. I should have gone with omnivore because, all right. Well, it's too late now. It's out there.
I only eat meat.
So have a look. So these are the photos that I selected.
You're verified. Good work.
Of course I'm verified. And I would only look for people who were verified.
That's the photo of you and your brother wearing the same shirt.
Which is the shirt I'm wearing right now.
Excellent.
Like, I will provide these for you to do with as you will. Or you can just go on Tinder and grab them from there.
Nice. So we need some more photos of you doing shit.
There are no photos of me doing shit.
That's what we need. That's what's missing.
Selfies. They're selfies or family photos.
Now, that first one is excellent.
The one, yeah, I thought so.
The one with your brother, I think we can replace with you doing shit, if I'm honest. Do you like that photo?
Not really.
Okay.
But I was, pickings are slim of photos.
Absolutely.
Mate, you know.
And then we can get you a better one in your uniform. We're going to sort you out.
There are better ones. Sort me out.
well,
I'm going to be hydromatic.
Me and the community are going to help remedy this. Because it's not in a bad place.
It's a good start, then.
You're doing well. You've linked your Spotify. Nice.
I did.
Top artists. Excellent.
Yeah, but thank you.
Do you know what? Not half bad.
Thank you.
And we are all for praising straight white men for doing the bare minimum.
I did all right.
Yeah, you did great. We just need some more photos of you doing stuff. That's what I reckon.
Well, they're very difficult. I need to start asking you to take photos.
And I will.
Okay. So while we're on this train, the last bit I wanted to mention this. The first message.
Ah, yeah.
It's a sticky one, isn't it?
It is.
The first message. So you've matched with someone. You've both basically declared that you have an interest in each other. Unless you're swiping everything because the nights are cold and lonely and the pizza's not filling the hole in your heart anymore.
So,
come on.
Maybe this is my controversial opinion.
Let's hear it.
I don't think just because you matched it's going to go anywhere.
Oh, no, I'm not saying
it's going to go. No, no, I know you're not saying that. What, how do I get close to what I'm feeling?
So my statement would be, if you've matched with someone, you're off to a good start. It means you both want to talk to each other.
No, I'm going to cut you down.
Okay.
I think if you've matched, you're at like 0.2 of the process. You are like, that's where we're, that's the beginning of the process. If like, okay. Not like.
I thought when you matched, that was the begin. That was the spark.
I'm afraid I really hate to.
This is the foundation on which love is built.
The imagine, if you will, the swiping stage. That's like the loading screen of the app, right? That, do you know what I mean? That's the loading. You are stood there in one of those lobbies, just floating around.
So when I swipe, I get my lefts and rights confused, as you
which
know.
We've discovered, yeah.
So either like or nope.
Just for reference, you had a choice between two bays. You said, which bay is it, right or left? I pointed right and said right, and you were like, well, firstly, you drove into the left one for reasons I don't really understand. And then secondly, you also were like, you meant left as you were pulling into that one. And I was just like, you've been here minutes. And I was already like screwing my face up with like, what? Anyway, we'll track back to that.
I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll save my rebuttal. But yeah, when I'm liking or noping, to use the parlance.
Do you super like ever? Do you super like
by accident? My phone is kind of, it doesn't, it's an Android, but it doesn't have the three buttons at the bottom. It's all swipe.
Oh, okay.
So to get back to the home screen, you swipe up from the bottom and you swipe from the sides to back.
Yeah.
So if I'm not quite at the bottom, it's a super like. And I'm just trying to get out of Tinder. I've had enough Tinder.
Do you pay for the app?
I did 1 month with half price gold and I did not renew it.
You should pay for it.
Why?
I know times are hard, but
no.
Tinder is not free to play. If we're keeping the gaming analogy going, the swiping is the loading screen, and it's not a free to play.
I had success without paying.
Okay.
I've had success with paying.
Yeah, but
there's no discernible difference between the two. I'm not lining Mr. Inder's pockets while he sits there on his throne of swipes.
Of disappointment.
But the prices are, it is preying on the desperate because the prices are extortionate.
This is the only tier you need. As a dude, all this advice is for men seeking women because that is what we are in this therapy group session. You just need to pay for the ones where you can see people who liked you first. That's it.
Yeah, but that's still a lot of money though.
Is it?
£24.
Oh, times have changed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Times have changed. Let's find out. I'm sure it's that much. Because I got half price and it was like 13, 14
You just
pounds?
Need to pay for the tier where you can see who likes you. Again, because the swiping is the loading screen.
Get Tinder Gold. Okay, so 1 month is £27.49.
Is that? Okay, well.
£27.49 pence to see who's not going to talk to you.
No, but they've already liked you. By your rationale, they've already had the spark.
But the most popular is you can get it for 6 months for £73.
Do you want to borrow £73?
I wouldn't spend £73 on a date.
We nearly spent that on petrol, if I may.
I'd spend it on food.
Okay, right. Anyway, swiping is the loading screen.
If you say so. When I swipe, I only like on people that I feel I'm going to develop a deep, meaningful connection with and could potentially be my future wife.
You're doing it wrong.
I'm doing it wrong.
I'm going to lay that stake.
I need to be more of a match.com kind of guy, don't I?
Yeah.
Or maybe Bumble, the new plucky up-and-comer.
I think you do very well at speed dating. Bumble's not new.
Is it not?
No.
No, all
just
right.
Just to jump back to your
correction.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Overruled. You should do speed dating. I think you do well at speed dating.
I didn't even know if that was a thing. I know it exists, but
there's a lot of single people out there who don't want to be single anymore. It's still, I'm sure we can find.
But where would you go to do speed dating? And the kind of... The kind of people... No, I'm going to incriminate myself.
You have prejudices. You have personal prejudices about the people who go do speed day.
Yes.
Okay.
Me, single, 36, two kids. Yeah. Going grey. I have prejudices.
You're like, not for me.
Yeah. Nope.
No, but...
Still not at that point.
Also, I don't know.
I'll go on record and say I would try speed dating. I would try speed dating.
Could we cast the whole thing? Could I monetize it somehow? Would that be okay?
You could set up your own booth, which is just basically a podcast.
Right, yeah.
You just have like speed.
Just watching
what's
like a commentator. And there she goes into pocket number four.
Or sleepy time, true crime. 30 seconds have passed. The conversation has moved on to favorite food. Little does she know, he's vegetarian.
But here's the other thing.
Yes.
You will, it's not really a, like I know we're talking about it in terms of how do we get the better pictures? How do we help you out?
Yeah.
Which I want to do because you're my friend.
Whoa. I don't need help. Okay.
No, I'm not saying you need help.
I don't need help.
No,
I'm just fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Like, sorry, I stumbled into something. But also it's good for you in this state to do cool.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not a lie to like, oh, do you know what? Today I'm going to go bouldering and I'll take a bunch of pictures while I'm there.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to get out in the sun and go and see this cool place.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That is true. I'm still taking photos of myself doing those things, though.
Yeah, but who cares?
Women, apparently.
Oh, the other thing? How are your social medias? Because they will find you immediately.
My Instagram has about 12 pictures.
Ah, no. We need to say, they will find you immediately.
And a lot of them are of food and my kids.
Oh, here's the other thing. If you link your Instagram account to your Tinder profile,
it shows all the pictures.
And you're putting content into that that you don't even have to worry about.
Yeah, I know, but...
I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to, you know...
But my social... It's not bad. A lot of it is locked down super private.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you've got to keep certain areas of your life apart from other areas of your life.
Yeah. And that... Hey, we'll end on that. You have to keep certain areas of your life...
Absolutely.
...separate from other areas
Secrets
of your life.
Secrets are key.
You've been Jack.
And you've been Dom.
I've been Dom. This has been a squeaky chair. We're both getting old. See you next time.
Goodbye.